This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
This epidemic is a national health emergency. Unlike many of us, we've seen and what we've seen in our lifetimes. Nobody has seen anything like what's going on now. As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue. It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
That's President Trump today doing a great, great job here of raising this issue to an emergency level. As we went through the history of this yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this could be more serious than the opium wars of the 19th century, because the stuff they're bringing in through China, now funneling sometimes through Mexico, one dot of this stuff is enough to stop your heart and just completely kill you. The opium used to do it slowly. This stuff, instantaneously. Welcome to the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan E. Mord is with us. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Robert. And boy, oh boy, what a horrible situation we're facing with the opioid epidemic. You know, it's not your typical drug problem in the sense that the pushers in this situation were many doctors who gave out opioids for pain relief like it was candy with virtually no restriction on it. We've seen people from all walks of life suffer and die from opioid addiction, in no small measure because there were so many doctors willing to just prescribe it without limitation. So a lot of blame lies in the professional medical community for the epidemic that we're witnessing.
Yes, and even preceding that, we've learned that some of these tests that got the drugs approved for market hid some of these dangers of addiction. And now we're also finding that the drug distributors from the pharmaceutical industry are sending, you know, upwards of a million pills to these small out-of-the-way pharmacies in the middle of nowhere, like in the Midwest, and people flying in from all over, grabbing lots of this stuff and distributing it back home where they are. So there's a lot of things that go beyond a normal, let's say, addictive process, and then we go into the fact that they're taking these opioids up to fentanyl levels and then some, to the point where one dose, you don't know if it's not going to be the dose, is enough to kill you. And so this is a crisis. This is an emergency beyond any other drug addiction scenario I've ever encountered in my life in covering these stories.
Well, it's sure good to see Donald Trump taking a major role of attacking this problem head on and providing far more resources to address it than anything we saw during the Obama administration. In fact, we saw the opposite during the Obama administration. They seem to have no problem with the infusion of drugs pouring into the United States.
Well, you're right. In fact, legislation that Obama signed, and most in Congress that also signed on to it, I had probably never even read the bill, which is why I wish like they'd listen to Rand Paul about the read the bills concept that they would do, but they don't. And of course, we end up with this disaster of destruction from within. Like I said, we don't need a foreign entity invading us. Even terrorists can't do the damage that these drugs are doing to people in America right now. Cheryl Chumley, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show from Washington Times. Maybe you saw some of this as well today. This is one of those presidential moments where I have to say hats off to Donald Trump, because he's taken very seriously what the previous administration did not.
Yeah, I think it's completely bipartisan, too, the embrace that he's getting for these measures from the American people. Democrats, Republicans, people of all walks of life can appreciate what the president is doing on this. I think his critics say that he had billed the whole opioid matter as he was going to make a national emergency declaration, but instead he called it a public health emergency. And, it's a slim difference, but I guess the difference is in how the funding is allotted. And if he had declared it a national emergency, there would be more federal funding to combat it versus a public health emergency. It's a little bit more bureaucratic to free up the funding, and Congress has to get involved with it. But either way, Barack Obama just turned blind eyes to this crisis. So the fact that it's being talked about and brought up openly from as high a place as the White House can only bring about good things.
Yeah, let's hear his second statement here.
Last year, we lost at least 64,000 Americans to overdoses. That's 175 lost American lives per day. That's 7 lost lives per hour in our country. Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of unintentional death in the United States by far. More people are dying from drug overdoses today than from gun homicides and motor vehicles combined.
And Jonathan, this president, unique to the most in recent memory, understands the danger of pharma and pharma drugs. He went in, he even overtly saying pharma is getting away with murder here. And it's not just that, as you know, the larger example of all of the FDA drugs combined could be considered the third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you run the numbers. So we have a unique opportunity, I sense, with what we do in alternative or new media to bring light to what the mainstream media will not, because 60% sometimes of their advertising revenue comes from the pharmaceutical industry, which is, it's turned into a criminal enterprise.
Yes, well, I think one of the big problems we have here is that this is really just a symptom of a much larger problem, isn't it? We've got the drug companies getting approved through the FDA, which they control, drugs that are unsafe, and the FDA just basically rubber stamping the drug approval process for these parties that actually pay through the Prescription Drug User Fee Act. They pay for the review of their own drugs, and they have such extraordinary influence over the process, and Congress has protected them in that regard. And then in addition to the profusion of unsafe drugs that are allowed into the marketplace, we've got the drug companies having a very effective lobby to prevent any serious action, such as what the president has taken, against these drugs, despite the long history of adverse events. You know, it's not, there's so many we can talk about, but it's not only opioids. I mean, consider the use of ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. It's extraordinarily unsafe. It's extremely dangerous. It has adverse effects that harm people who have psychological problems to begin with, and it's ruinous to many lives. It has destroyed many people. It has caused people to commit suicide. Despite the adverse events associated with that, the government's contemplating changing the status of this medical device from a high-risk device to a moderate-risk device, making it far more available, even calling for its availability for children, and not having any problem for the use of this, pumping 460 volts of electricity into the brains of children is not what I consider to be therapeutic.
No, not at all.
And it's barbaric in the extreme, and yet that's what the American Psychiatric Association and the FDA are contemplating.
Well, again, regulatory capture is something you knew all too well. And Cheryl, this to me is another example of Donald Trump's willingness to take on the untouchables, the things that no one will because so much money is pouring in. For instance, lobbying Congress, the pharmaceutical industry does so to the tune of, I think, even more than the oil and energy industry. And yet he's willing to take them on. Again, I got it. Today I'm just saluting Donald Trump for this effort, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and really, who knows better than you two, both of you, Jonathan and Robert, how much influence the pharmaceutical industry has in America behind closed doors where most Americans aren't even aware. So the fact that you two are out there as lone voices are now receiving sort of some backing from this White House, that must be a huge relief. All your years fighting these exact issues, and now here you have a president finally kind of echoing what you guys have said for years.
Yeah, I'm stunned. I'm pleased, but it's still, I see a window of opportunity, Jonathan, and I don't know, you know, how long something like this lasts because, you know, prior to this, the establishment candidates would never take seriously these situations, even though it's evidence in the peer-reviewed literature, and it's kind of an open secret that this goes on.
Well, until we finally institute fundamental reforms that eliminate from the FDA the power to exercise political control over drug approvals and instead rely on a university-based system that's blinded where testing is actually done at products. You know, people will be shocked. The FDA and its review of drugs never actually tests them. It relies entirely on the drug sponsor to do testing and supply it to the agency. There have been drugs approved by the FDA where the indications for the drug have come out of fraudulent drug trials that were actually never performed, all paperwork that's fraudulent. There have been prosecutions by the FBI, and yet the commissioner of the FDA, even in the light of that evidence, has approved the drugs and allowed the indications to go on the label. That's how corrupt the FDA is, and that's how unsafe Americans are relying on FDA-approved drugs. So it's a situation where we are entirely beholden to a state-sponsored monopoly, the drug industry, for recommendations to physicians. Indeed, they control medical education in this country.
That's right. So yes.
Doctors, and they bribe doctors. They induce doctors to favor prescription of drugs based on various gifts that they give them: electronic libraries, trips to exotic locations. Seminars sponsored there that are continuing medical education seminars by the drug companies. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
It does. Hey, Jonathan, when we come back from this break, Cheryl Chumley here with us as well. We've got links up in the show notes to Cheryl's incredible articles and opinions at the Washington Times. But I go to health food stores, and they're still frightened to speak the truth, scientifically backed truth about selenium. This is something you know so well. You've sued the FDA. I don't know how many times you've beaten them, 7 or 8 times. Why is there still a fear out there from speaking the truth about things that actually help people?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Years ago, the precedent-setting case that kind of gave the FDA Dragon Slayer moniker to Jonathan Emord, Pearson versus Shalala, beating back the FDA on freedom of speech issues like with selenium, the science behind it being able to speak truthfully in a not misleading way about what it can do. And yet, I mentioned health food store people all over this country are in fear that an FDA agent will walk in and they'll actually say something, even though it's backed by science, and that somehow their store will be shut down, the products will be confiscated. I mean, this is more like a Nazi communistic government thing, not to fear government in this way, for people that are actually helping people. Is the FDA abiding by Pearson versus Shalala? What's going on out there?
Well, they've never fully implemented the case, and they've kind of flouted the will of the United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. We've defeated them some eight times in federal court. And yet, despite the fact that we defeated them in individual cases, they still do not abide by the court's orders. And the FDA is notorious for refusing to implement court orders. It views itself as not beholden to the courts, the Congress, or the American people. And so it proceeds with its anti-competitive agenda of trying to ensure that there's a monopoly of therapeutic information communicated only by the drug companies that have its authorization. And so when parties discover effects of nutrients on disease, they are prohibited absolutely from conveying that to the American people without first seeking FDA's approval. FDA in almost every instance refuses that approval. Unless you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to contest that in court, you're not allowed to say it. So what we have is a rank regime of prior restraint, the very thing the First Amendment was intended to prevent in the United States. And that system of prior restraint necessarily terrifies small business people and prevents them from communicating to customers all the new information that comes to light. Indeed, there's been information about the therapeutic effects of nutrients that has been published for the last 40 years in large measure in the peer-reviewed literature. That information, if communicated to the public, will result in the arrest or the prosecution or at least a warning letter with the threat of arrest and prosecution from the FDA. So,
and monetary fines. Sometimes the FTC gets involved, as you know so well. So, I want to strategize with you some more this hour, Jonathan, but I also want to hear from Cheryl because we only have a few more minutes before she has to help her daughter with her homework, which I understand, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'll try and talk to her teacher so this doesn't happen again.
Yes, indeed. We're going to give, we'll give you a note.
The other big news, which I'm sure you guys were paying attention to this week also, was the whole Bob Corker, Jeff Flake public bashing of Donald Trump. And we know that they're not going to run for office again, but I really just think that these Republicans who are coming out and publicly bashing Donald Trump, well, 90% of the time voting for Trump's White House policies and platforms is a real disservice, not just to the Republican Party, but to the American people. I think Republicans ought to remember Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican in the public. And I think we would help out the country, not to mention the party, but the country in general, if Republicans could remember that.
Well, I like Rand Paul's technique here. He doesn't bring personality into this. He talks policy. You know, when he meets with Trump, he says, listen, we disagree on other things, and, you know, we'll deal with that. But these people are seeming to be just whiny and complaining, and they're without their own principles.
Problem, Robert, and I agree with you. I've heard Rand Paul be very critical of some of the White House platforms and policies, and he gets pretty hot. You know, he gets hot under the collar, he gets upset, but you don't hear him taking down the president. You hear him still speaking with respect for the office, and he just speaks specifically to the politics. And I don't think he divides the nation like some of these other whiny Republicans do.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, you can read about what Cheryl's been writing. She's just been loading with great insights into what's happening up there in D.C., where she wrote that book, The Devil in D.C., and you'll understand why she wrote it when you read it. You probably already have a sense about it. So, Cheryl, maybe next week we can talk to the teacher. We'll have you on for even a little bit longer. You can.
I'll make it happen. Thank you.
Well, you know how much, Jonathan, I appreciate you and your insights, and we have a great time with you on the air. So take care of that lovely family of yours. And, Jonathan, you and I will carry on the sacred fire of liberty when we come back from this break. We'll go more into the bureaucratic oligarchy and what we can do about it with a Trump administration that may listen.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here. Super Don, real quick, I think we got Jonathan back on here. Again, fascinating opening today. As I mentioned to our YouTube watchers, if you go to robertscottbell.com, you can actually watch the simulcast. Opening with Trump on the opioid issue, as we delved deeply into it yesterday, the crisis, he's responding. And then, of course, tying in the competition to it. There was a point in Trump's discussion where he says, let's try to find non-addictive forms of pain management medicines, which I believe we have access to in terms of CBD as one option. Kratom, another. Have you been hearing anything about that, Super D?
Yeah, well, of course, especially, yes. I mean, on the CBD thing, that's ongoing. There's just a mountain of research, anecdotal and otherwise, that points to the fact that CBD and even THC, you know, are doing enormous things when it comes to pain management. And kratom is you know, one of those things that we've talked about here on the show. Mm-hmm. There's a concerted effort to try and eliminate that option from the American people, and we're having to fight back on that. But kratom is another lifesaver that a lot of people have used to get off these opioid.
But there's no multi-billion-dollar lobby for kratom. Maybe there is now for cannabis, but at the same time, utilizing it appropriately. These plants of creation mentioned in the Bible have a role to play, I believe. Jonathan, are you back with us?
I'm with you.
Oh, hey, Jonathan's back. Awesome. So, yeah, we were talking about that transition, and I think Trump, it was very interesting. He was talking about can't we come up with non-addictive substances that can help with pain management? And, we know in the alternative medicine world, as it's come to be known, there are many options before you would ever have to resort to an opioid-type drug, yet those don't have a competitive, chance in you-know-what. Because there is no competition to those drugs, because the freedom of speech is not there, even if the science is.
Well, a lot of times the evolution of the healing process will involve a degree of pain, which can be blunted variously. There are all sorts of things that can be done to reduce the pain. And then when the healing process is complete, the pain subsides. The problem with the opioids and other similar related drugs that the FDA has approved for pain management is that frequently it has the peculiar effect of causing pain to the symptoms of addiction and pain to merge essentially, such that the person feels extraordinary increase in pain when they are taken off of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they addictive, but it has that secondary effect that many people will complain of extreme pain when they're weaned of these things, whereas had they gone through this whole cycle of enduring pain with various forms of relief undertaken that don't involve addictive substances, they might be better off. There are some who are in chronic pain.
Sure.
Who no matter what you do, no matter what is attempted, they're going to need to have pain relief. And it's a very difficult situation for them. But for most people that are being put on these drugs by physicians, they're coming out of a surgery. They're coming out in a surgery that does not involve a likelihood of chronic, unremitting pain.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are those with chronic pain who learn to adjust to that pain. It's not so overwhelming that it renders them disabled. But there needs to be a broadening of the acceptance of alternatives to traditional pain management in light of the fact that we're just killing people with addictions. So.
Yes. Well, and Jonathan, you know, we've talked about the controversy of the cannabis plant, but, what they're finding, science now in Israel in particular, they've continued, studying this in the medical journals there impressively, that they found ways to utilize this in cases with people in extreme pain. They don't even get high from the stuff. It just takes away their pain. Yet, of course, it competed with these synthetic, FDA patented drugs. And therefore, it was kind of relegated to the devil's weed when it might not have been but anything but God's medicine when appropriately used.
Well, I was one of the first people to sue as an attorney on behalf of doctors at the Medical College of Virginia who were treating cancer patients with unremitting pain, and they were anxious to use medicinal marijuana.
And,
there are ways of, you don't have to have cause lung cancer in the process. And there are ways of administering the active components of this without the necessity of inhaling it in a dangerous way. So, but, we've created a stigma associated with something that actually has therapeutic uses. not to say, you know, I'd be the last one to recommend that people use it outside of extreme need for therapeutic use, but we have to be mindful of the fact that there are people mm-hmm. who would be rendered unconscious using conventional drugs that might be able to maintain a life where they're conscious with the appropriate use of other substances like sure. medicinal marijuana.
Well, and this is the case where the doctors are not even being given the leeway and freedom. I mean, it's changing now. I recognize and acknowledge that. But yet the federal government still has it as a Schedule I, which is ludicrous based on the fact that it holds a patent for use on it medicinally. So they know that it's ridiculous, but there are international treaties that are getting in the way. I want to get back to the Pearson versus Shalala issue and also to look at other ways that we can defang the FDA and the FTC. I sense we have a genuine ear in the White House when it comes to the discussions that we have, that they're very open to what we're saying. The question is, what can we communicate that would be efficient? You've talked, and I've talked about this on the air and a little off the air, of clamping down on this so-called direct-to-consumer advertising that only, I think, New Zealand and America has. And, of course, what 60% of every advertising commercial on the news networks is pharmaceutical. So they're not going to editorialize in a way that would harm their bottom line. So the people that still rely upon the mainstream media, whether we would agree with that or not, are getting corrupted information, right? They're not getting the kind of information we'll communicate to them, even based on the peer-reviewed journals. So is there a way to curtail that without abrogation of freedom of speech, which is already what they're doing to us in communicating about the natural options?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the First Amendment imposes a very high barrier upon the government, an absolute one nearly, to prevent the government from engaging in censorship of health information. And the problem that people is a paucity of information in the marketplace that to compete with this monopoly information that the government is authorizing to be communicated to the public on the airwaves and in the print media, and that is the very indispensable information about the effects of specific nutrients on reducing the risk of disease, and that information should be allowed to be communicated. The onus should shift from a regime of prior restraint. The FDA should be defanged by Congress, passing legislation to prevent the health claims regime from continuing, so that instead you will be allowed to communicate without prior restraint any truthful information, and the burden of proof should be on the government, if it wishes to challenge it, to establish that the information is both false and harmful. In other words,
yes,
the information to enter into the marketplace of ideas, the heavy hand of government should be restrained unless it can establish the falsity of the information and that indeed it is causing people to suffer injury. Mm-hmm. And if it can establish both of those things, then it can go ahead and prosecute. But it would have to prove its case before an Article III court rather than in these phony mm-hmm. administrative law courts.
Right.
The FTC is a basket case.
Oh, my gosh. It's a disaster for freedom. And I think strategically is what I want to bring up now, because I hear you. I think, you know, Congress obviously could change this in a moment, but we know the kind of money that's flowing into both Democrats and Republicans to not change this competitive monopoly that Big Pharma has. So I keep coming back to this. Trump made some interesting things about Obamacare within the realm of that act that didn't require Congress to act. And even Rand Paul said, you know, it was a good move. So what could he do to curtail? Like, could it be the threat of removing DTC advertising that suddenly says, all right, you don't want to do that, then let's open up the floodgates for all things to be able to speak?
I'll tell you what he could do. If he removed the present chairman of the commissioner of the FDA, or put pressure on him to do something. What the commissioner of the FDA could do is announce that based on findings that the enforcement of the health claim provision violated the First Amendment of the Constitution by the agency itself. This is what mm-hmm. the Reagan FCC did. They they found, the Reagan FCC found the Fairness Doctrine to be unconstitutional and then determined that it could not enforce the Fairness Doctrine because it would violate the highest law in the land, the Constitution, and so refused to enforce it. The same thing could be done with the health claims regime. They could refuse to enforce the health claim regime and then take this position that enforcement will come after the fact only upon proof that the information communicated is false and that there is injury to people. Also, you know, the Federal Trade Commission is in this amazingly bizarre world where it can interpret anything that is communicated to be deceptive. I'll give you a slight example. Let's say that there's a Coca-Cola advertisement that says Coke adds life. That statement could be deemed deceptive by the FTC, and the Coca-Cola company could be required to turn over to the United States government all of the proceeds that have been paid for Coca-Cola while that advertisement has been in place. On the implied claim, they can take enforcement based on what they deem to be implied without any proof that it actually is or understood that way. They are given credit as an expert agency. They can interpret language to mean whatever they want. So they can say, oh, Coke has life. That means that the typical consumer would think that Coca-Cola adds years to someone's life. Oh, not only that it enhances your health.
Sure.
Or that it is a health-enhancing substance. On that basis, they could prosecute Coca-Cola for communicating Coke adds life. Now, this is utter nonsense, a huge waste of government resources. No one's injured by this. I mean, no one should be drinking Coca-Cola, in my view, but nonetheless, that's a freedom of choice matter. People
right.
should be allowed to do whatever they want as long as it's not violating the equal rights of other people. So, yeah, this is a disaster. We have a government-run riot in the form of the Federal Trade Commission.
Jonathan, you know, you're referencing to the FDA and what Trump could do just made me smile as big as I smiled today. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. Again, I'm talking strategically because we know how difficult it will be to turn Congress from Big Pharma. But Trump has been willing to do some things that are rather interesting. Maybe that's one of them. More of the Sacred Fire of Liberty when we come back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're new to the show and you're not aware of what Jonathan Emord has done for freedom in America, I mean, this guy, the FDA Dragon Slayer, he's like, if the founding fathers were born today and lived today, this is the kind of man that Jonathan Emord is. Just letting y'all know. And he's taken it upon himself to battle in the belly of the beast there through the legal channels to fight for your freedom to know about these things, whether it be dietary supplements and other issues he's taken on. And, you know, he's written books about it, of course, and you can find him, Emord, EMORD.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I'm so appreciative for you, Jonathan, and your friendship, but, you know, also your stalwart defense of liberty. And we do this each week to hopefully stimulate that sacred fire in each heart that's out there listening to stand up for what is right, not what is necessarily convenient.
That's certainly true. And there are some grave threats in the world to liberty, not least of which is the Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, who has not only chosen to enslave his own people, but to threaten the rest of the world. And I think that he's brought himself to a strategic position where the imminent risk of war is great, and I think, as is oftentimes the case with the American people, we don't take a sober view of just how near we are to war until virtually the war is upon us. And I think that the administration is certainly taking him very seriously, and I think that General Mattis is prepared. But I believe we are at a trigger point, and I wouldn't be surprised if within the next several months, if he doesn't change his course, and there's no indication that he will, that we will have to take uh, a, decapitation strike to him in order to prevent what may be actions that would imperil the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people.
In the art of war, we do have to understand the enemy, although I don't believe there's a lot to understand about the puppet dictator Kim Jong-un because they're a client state of China. So what's in the best interest of China? They still want to make stuff real cheap and export it to us and then take our money and then buy up a lot of the world. They've done that. They own Panama now. They're going into South America, the Middle East, everywhere because we wanted cheap stuff from China. It's all about trade ultimately, is it not? And then, of course, when it comes to empire maintenance of that empire, we have to have access to energy. So everybody wants access to energy. So this is the global struggle that we're in the midst of.
Well, there's a game that is played with nuclear blackmail, where this is what Kim Jong-un is aiming for, where the Chinese are watching with a degree of trepidation for sure, but more out of a degree of excitement over the fact that they anticipate the United States will blink, that the United States will be able to be blackmailed. And that's the real issue. Can they gain a leverage over the United States such that the United States can be cowed into abandoning defense of its own interests, such that, say, China could take Taiwan, or China could completely dominate the South China Sea such that it could demand favorable economic terms from Japan or from the United States to allow ships to pass? Or is it the case that Kim Jong-un will be a proxy for China and will be able to exert a degree of control that will result in a progressive deterioration of South Korea, a progressive domination of North Korea over South Korea, an expansion of Chinese control in the region? And so that's the issue presently, next to the most pressing issue, which is Kim Jong-un appears to have a screw loose and seems to be willing to put his nation in imminent peril of destruction by ultimately firing one of these nuclear weapons at either a ally of the United States or the United States to test the resolve of this country. Now, I don't know how insane the man is. I do know that he behaves like a person who's off his rocker. But will he bring his country to that point? Mm-hmm. And will the Chinese allow him to go there? And I think they might.
Well, that is the question. We're going to keep an eye on it. Jonathan, while we can, we're going to keep our defense of liberty here in the homeland, what we call these United States of America, going, and appreciate your commitment to that sacred fire of liberty each and every week here.
You bet.
All right, well, next hour, is the CDC correct about HPV and HPV shots? We're going to go through 13 items, I think, to show you maybe yay or nay. But in the meantime, the power to heal politically is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.